9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. That's Texas, home of George Strait the King. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a man if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Them two-step queens will bring you to your knees. Yeah, buddy, God sure blessed them. There's 50 states, but at the end of the day, there's one that you don't mess with. That's Texas, home of Robert Earl Keen. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Tell them about it, boys. just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm pretty cool. My nitty bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice, I got the juice.
Channel, Chatham's on. Foolies glad I'm home. Even my haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper, song, singer, suspended, subpoena. For misdemeanors, dreamer, held back, sad, Loki still a dear. And I still shake a bull squat. Ran for my broke, got city on the come up. Shot that fucking Sosa. Shot my fucking fat trail. Shot my fucking Joseph. Playing Buenos Aires while they sleeping Buenos Noches. Wonder if I wrote this. Cause it's so crisp. The most broken gold stock broker when a solstice. I could win an Oscar. Russian accent Oscar. Acid addict cross the avid actor.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Hey, I hear the voice of the preacher from the back room. Calling my name and I follow just to find you. I trace the faith through a broken down television and put on the weather. Then I've trained myself to give up on the past, cause I've frozen time between hearses and caskets. Lost control when I panicked at the acid test. I wanna get better. While my friends were getting high and chasing girls down parkway lines, I was losing my mind because the love, the love, the love, the love, the love that I gave wasted on a night.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
What more could you ask for? A beautiful day on a perfect night for baseball with Jacob deGrom on the hill for the Rough Riders. What a night it should be. Game 131 for the Rough Riders, their penultimate game of the home regular season slate. They are postseason bound, so tomorrow will not be the final game here at Riders Field this season. But for the regular season coming to a close here in Frisco, Texas, game 131, 5 out of 6 in this six-game series between the Rangers AA affiliate, the Frisco Rough Riders, and the Minnesota Twins affiliated Wichita Wind Surge. The Wind Surge dropping last night's game, 2-1 the final score in favor of the Rough Riders. Frisco picked up win number 79 on the year. They go for win number 80, and if they are to reach that 80 mark, will secure themselves a series win. Alongside the voice of the Riders, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley here on the Riders pregame show. Let's meet the starting pitchers for both sides. It's the right-hander Pearson Ohl making his 20th appearance and his 14th start of the year for Wichita. He's 4-6 with a 5.18 ERA across that span. That's 52 earned runs and 90 and a third innings of work. Not an overpowering or big strikeout kind of guy, but a location type of pitcher. 59 strikeouts in that frame to just 16 walks. 24-year-old from California was a 14th-round selection back in 2021 by the Twins out of Grand Canyon University. He attacks with a fastball slider changeup mix. He does every once in a while mix in a curveball and a cutter. Ohl's first appearance of the year was a start back on April 7th in Wichita against these Rough Riders, where he gave up 3 runs, 2 of those earned over 5 innings. He's running 5 hits. A walk and 4 strikeouts. He's coming off of a really tough month in August where he was solely a reliever, made 4 relief appearances, and went 0-2 with an 8.53 ERA. He's been much better as a starter than as a reliever. As a starter this year, a 3.75 ERA. All 4 of his wins have come earning starts. And as a reliever, 0-4 with a 10.02 ERA. So we'll see what we get from the right-hander Pearson Ohl, the 24-year-old. Makes his first start here this year at Riders Field, his 2nd overall against the Rough Riders. On the other side, it's a guy that doesn't need much of an introduction. It's Jacob DeGrom making his 4th rehab appearance, his 2nd here in Frisco, eyeing a return to the big league club here to finish out the year. DeGrom, in his 1 start previous with the Rough Riders, went 2 innings, allowing 1 earned run on 2 hits while striking out 3. And across his entire rehab time, he's given up just that 1 earned run across 6 2/3 innings. That coming on 3 hits, 1 walk, and 10 strikeouts. The 2-time Cy Young Award winner back in Frisco and making his 2nd relief, or rather rehab start with the Rough Riders. He was perfect in AAA. His 1st rehab appearance was here in Frisco, and he gave up back-to-back doubles to open the game, and then he settled in and started cruising. He has rolled that over into the remainder of his rehab. Hopefully for DeGrom, the last rehab appearance that he will make before rejoining the big league club. Expected to go around 4 innings tonight. But we'll step aside here on the Riders pregame show. When we come back, we'll give you part one of a 2-part interview with Rough Riders reliever and the guy that locked down the save last night in Skyler Hales.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Back on the Riders pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network, we're now joined by Rough Riders reliever Skyler Hales. Skyler, first of all, thanks for the time, and let's just look at this series as a whole. You guys as a pitching staff have really carried the Rough Riders in this series, gotten the job done, and now you guys have a 3-1 lead. What have you seen from your guys out on the hill in this set?
Yeah, I think it's just going out there, trusting one another. Like yesterday, I think we only had about 2 strikeouts all game. It's just pitchers going out, trusting their defense, and they'll come through offensively too, just trusting, keeping them in there and knowing they'll come through with it at some point and sticking to it.
Last night you guys got a really good start from Andy Rodriguez, not a normal starter. What did you see out of him, and how exciting was that to see him do that?
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, he's a guy that goes out there and gives it all he got every time, and he's kind of gets good contact and good ground balls, fly balls, and able to go five innings yesterday. It was amazing. It's just all his hard work paying off, and seeing him go that deep was great. Huge for the bullpen too, like save us up for the rest of the series, and yeah, it was super exciting.
Yeah, 5 one-run innings for Andy Rodriguez last night, and just his second professional start. Skyler, you were the one to cap it off. You earned your 4th save as a Rough Rider. Talk to me about what you saw from yourself out there on the mound last night.
Yeah, yesterday I had a little trouble commanding the fastball, but luckily able to throw the slider for a strike and kind of utilize that. And when I couldn't find the fastball, I was landing the slider, ended up walking the first guy, but knew I could was still right there, pitch away from double play and right back into it. And that's exactly what happened, and trust my stuff. Fastball came into play as well, just mid-inning adjustments to get back to where I needed to be, and felt good out there, and yeah.
4 double plays yesterday rolled by you guys. How much does that mean to see your defense going to work behind you guys?
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, it's what we hope for every time. You get that leadoff guy on or guy on with one out, and you're like, oh, stuff can start spiraling from there. But trusting the defense and being able to have a defense that can turn plays like that is huge, because it just takes a whole weight off your chest. It doesn't feel like you have to go out there and strike out the entire world. You can go out there and pitch to contact and let other guys utilize that and let other guys work and turn plays for you.
Chatting with Skyler Hales here on the pregame show. And Skyler, tonight on the mound, you guys have a very exciting name, Jacob DeGrom, for the second time. You got to see him go 2 innings in his last start. What did you see from his preparation? Do you guys learn anything from a guy of that magnitude?
Yeah, I mean, his stuff is just electric, and he's one of one. And it's super cool to see how he goes about his pregame routine and whatnot. It's very dialed in and specific. I mean, he's been in the big leagues for so long that he's able to really concentrate and figure out what works well for him. So kind of seeing that he has a routine and being able to stick to it and do that has helped me realize, like, oh, you develop a routine, stick to it, and it'll put you in the best scenario, best spot you can be in for day-to-day performance.
Yeah, another rehab appearance for Jacob DeGrom tonight. Getting the start for the Rough Riders. Expect him to go roughly around 4 innings. Skyler, last time he was here, do you remember what the post-game meal was?
Yeah, I think it was Capital Grill, some good steaks and lobster mac and cheese and some lobster as well.
That's great stuff right there. That's part one of our 2-part interview with Rough Riders relief pitcher Skyler Hales. You can tune in tomorrow, pregame coverage beginning at 5:50 on the Riders Baseball Network, to get part 2 of that interview. We're going to step aside here on the Riders Baseball Network. When we come back, we'll get you set for first pitch with the starting lineups before game 5 of this 6-game series with the Wichita Wind Surge.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Back high atop Riders Field, Luke Maley alongside Zach Bigley. Now let's get you set for first pitch. Game 5 of this 6-game series, right about 5 minutes away from that first pitch, where Jacob DeGrom will take the hill first. Let's meet the lineup that DeGrom will face tonight. It's Kalai Rosario, the right fielder, leading things off for a 5th consecutive game. The second baseman, Jake Rucker, bats second. And the 3 spot is the third baseman, Tanner Schobel. Alex Isola does the catching tonight for Pearson Ohl. He's in the cleanup spot. Aaron Sabato, the first baseman, bats 5th, followed by Andrew Cassetti, who after a night off rejoins the lineup as the DH. Batting 7th is the left fielder, Kyler Fetko. Jarrell Ortega roams in center field. He'll bat 8th. And rounding things out for Wichita is the shortstop, Ben Ross. Again, for the Wind Surge, it is Rosario, Rucker, Schobel, Isola, Sabato, Cassetti, Fetko, Ortega, and Ross. On the other side, the Rough Riders coming in at 79-51 on the year, managed by Carlos Cardoza. They'll line up against Pearson Ohl as follows. It's Alejandro Osuna in center field and leading things off. Aaron Zavala gets the bump up in the lineup. He's the DH tonight, batting second. Batting third is the third baseman, Cody Freeman, followed by the first baseman, Josh Hatcher, in the cleanup spot. In the five spot, the right fielder, Luis Mieses, and the catcher, Cooper Johnson, will bat sixth. The shortstop and seven-hole hitter is Kaber Rodriguez tonight. Theo Hardy back at second base for a second consecutive evening. He'll bat eighth, and rounding things out is Daniel Mateo out in left field again for Frisco. It is Osuna, Zavala, Freeman, Hatcher, Mieses, Johnson, Rodriguez, Hardy, and Mateo. You heard the applause for none other than Jacob DeGrom, making his fourth rehab appearance, eyeing a return to the big league club with the Rangers to end out the year. He makes his second appearance with the Frisco Rough Riders. When we come back, it's Zach Bigley on the mic. He takes us the first pitch here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets and two co-branded hockey jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the seating bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Josh Hatcher, a three-run walk-off homer.
Dives, and he made the grab.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it, over the Lazy River.
Gone!
The Riders have come storming back.
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions! Oh my goodness!
What a play!
Oh baby! What a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
On a night in which the Rough Riders host Dallas Mavs night, it's one of the best pitchers in baseball, Jacob DeGrom, who makes his rehab start for the Rough Riders. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Riders Field. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Jacob DeGrom making his fourth rehab start in the minor leagues this year, coming off Tommy John surgery, and he's second with the Frisco Rough Riders. In two innings in his first start, he allowed one run on two hits with three strikeouts. And in two starts with Round Rock at the AAA level, he's allowed just one hit over four and two-thirds innings, seven strikeouts to one walk. Today he's expected to go four innings, about 65 pitches in his rehab start against the Wichita Windsurge, and we're excited to have him in Frisco. It's a perfect day for baseball. Couldn't ask for one much better. The Windsurge coming in are 24-37 in the second half. Frisco 35-26. Jacob DeGrom ready to go. First pitch of the ball game on the way. It's over on the outside corner for a called strike. It's 0-1, and we are underway at 7:07 with the first pitch, a 97 mile an hour fastball for the right-hander. Here it comes, and it's outside. It's one ball and one strike. DeGrom, as you might know, has that really good arsenal of fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup. He brings in the 1-1. It dips below the zone, and it's two balls and one strike, a 98-mile-an-hour fastball. That fastball, which averages just a shade under 99 miles an hour, is very effective. Opponents last year hit just 177 off of it. 2-1. Rosario pops it up, foul back behind home, and it's two balls and two strikes. In his first rehab start, he used that fastball a lot and was very effective with it, but it's really what he wanted to do in his start was throw a lot of fastballs. And so as effective as he was, he got hit around just a couple of hits in that first inning. He readies here with a 2-2 count, and he brings it home. Fouled straight back, and it's still two balls and two strikes. So while big leaguers are big leaguers, they can still give up some hits at the minor league level. Even Jacob DeGrom. He winds back here in the 2-2. He struck him out swinging. Got him down and away with that disgusting slider. One away. First batter faced, first strikeout. Jacob DeGrom announcing himself right away. DeGrom's slider is one of the best pitches in all of baseball. There comes Jake Rucker. The pitch home. Swinging a foul off Johnson, the catcher. It's 0-1. During his limited time last season, opponents hit just 189 off of that slider and slugged just 378 against it. He readies and deals in the 0-1. Bounces it down in the dirt, and it's one ball and one strike. It's his impeccable command with that pitch that makes it such a good offering. He gets good swing and miss with it because he's able to place the fastball almost pretty much where he wants to put it. 1-1 pitch. There's a line drive into center field, twisting Osuna back, and the center fielder's right there. He makes the catch. Line drive out to center field, and there are two down. Top of the first inning just underway. Rough Riders and Windsurge here in game five of this six-game series on an 81-degree day. Tanner Schobel bats. There's the right-hander's pitch on the way. A strike on the outside corner on the slider. It's 0-1. Schobel just 2 for 14 in this series. DeGrom into his windup in the 0-1. Outside corner, strike 2, back-to-back sliders, and it's 0-2 quickly on Schobel. DeGrom looking over his glove. He peels into his wind and delivers in the 2-2. And he got him! Jacob DeGrom strikes him out. Two strikeouts in a 1-2-3 first inning. Jacob DeGrom in his purest form
in the first tonight. We go to the bottom of the first. Rough Riders coming to the plate next in a scoreless game on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Alejandro Osuna leads it off for the Rough Riders in the bottom of the first inning. 0-0 our score. Jacob DeGrom, two strikeouts and a 1-2-3 first. And Pearson Ohl deals home. It's outside, one ball and no strikes. Pearson Ohl has the task of going up against Jacob DeGrom, the 24-year-old, 6'1", 180 pounds out of Moorpark, California. Went to Grand Canyon University, 1-0. That's outside. It's two balls and no strikes on Osuna. Pearson, a 14th round selection by the Twins in 2021. He rocks into his wine here in the 2-0. Osuna fouls it back and it's 2-1. Ohl making his third career start against the Rough Riders and his second this season. He made one last year on July 23rd, and then he pitched in the third game of the season against Frisco. 2-1. Osuna watches down the middle with a fastball for a strike. It's 2-2. He went five innings in both starts, allowing one run last year and three runs this year. 2-2. Osuna hammers it down the right field line towards the corner, and it's out of here! Like a rocket! Alejandro Osuna just hammered it on out of here. 110 off the bat, and it's 1-0 Riders. Oh, man, that thing was out of here in a flash. Absolutely crushed. Just a question of if it had enough to sneak up over the wall, and it just barely did. Wow. Here's Aaron Zavala in the first pitch. That's pop foul back and out of play. It's 0-1. My goodness. 110 miles an hour off the bat from Osuna. And 349 feet, just enough to get over the wall. 0-1. Slips outside. It's one ball and one strike. Pearson Ohl this season has a 5.18 ERA, a record of 4-6. He's been in and out of the bullpen and as a starter. He's into his wind, the 1-1. That's outside. It's two balls and one strike. In 19 outings, a 90 and a third innings, just 59 strikeouts but only 16 walks. He's a good command pitcher. He's run into trouble allowing the home run, though. That's his 14th he's allowed. And lefties have punished him as the offering comes home and slips outside. It's 3-1 on another left-handed batter. Lefties are hitting .299 with an .817 OPS against the right-hander. 3-1. There's a fly ball lifted into shallow center field. Ortega racing on, still coming, and he runs it down, makes the catch. So a fly ball out to center field for Zavala, and Cody Freeman makes his way to the plate. Freeman 6 for 16 in the series. Steps in from the right side, inning 272 on the season. First pitch. Takes a fastball for a strike on the outside corner. That was the changeup, rather, and it's 0-1. Ole goes with a fastball, curveball, cutter, slider, and change. 0-1. Swinging a high chopper out towards shortstop. Ross backhands, transfers, and throws him out. Two down, and Josh Hatcher makes his way to the plate. Ole will mainly go with the fastball, slider, and changeup as his arsenal. Hatcher, another left-handed batter. The pitch home. That dips below the zone. It's 1 ball and no strikes. Hatcher had an RBI double against Ole back on April 7th. 1-0. Chopper foul at the plate, and it's 1-1. Rough Riders already providing Jacob DeGrom with some early run support tonight in the first inning. Clay Williams has balls and strikes today. Justin Juska is our home plate umpire, or our first base umpire, I should say. And Steven Rios Jr., our crew chief, down the third baseline. The 1-1. Hatcher watches at the bottom of the zone for a strike. 1-2 now on the Riders' first baseman. He's 5 for 16 in this series. Third in the Texas League in batting average. 1-2 is outside, 2-2. A 303 hitter on the year. He has had such a fantastic season here in his second year at AA. Ole holds the glove to his chest. 2-2. Change up, grounded foul down the right side. It's still 2 balls and 2 strikes. The Riders have won 3 of the first 4 games of the series, including last night, a 2-1 victory. The game was played in an hour and 59 minutes, the 5th shortest game in terms of time, a 9-inning game, in Rough Riders franchise history. 2-2 home. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball down and in. Hatcher's down on strikes, and the inning is over. But a solo homer by Alejandro Osuna, his 7th of the season. Riders lead 1-0. We go to the second next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
We're at the top of the second inning. Rough Riders leading it 1-0. A little bit of run support for Jacob DeGrom. So the home run by Alejandro Osuna is seventh of the season. Alex Isola leading it off against DeGrom, the two-time Cy Young winner. There's the wind back by the right-hander in the first pitch. Slider for a strike, it's 0-1. Dominating stuff, no surprise in that first inning by DeGrom. Two strikeouts, 12 pitches. There's the 0-1 on the way. Swinging a foul in and out of Johnson's glove, it's 0-2. It was really interesting talking to Cooper Johnson about catching Jacob DeGrom right after his first start that he had with the Rough Riders. He said, yes, the stuff is really good. Of course it is. He's one of the greatest pitchers of all time. There's the wind back in the 0-2. Got him looking right down the heart of the plate with a changeup. Jacob DeGrom freezes Isola for his third strikeout. That pitch was right down Broadway, but wasn't expecting the changeup. A one away, and here's Aaron Sabato. Right-handed batter, first pitch. Slider in the dirt off the outside corner, 1-0. Johnson said the thing that impressed him most about catching Jacob DeGrom was his command and his ability to put the pitches where he wanted to. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Elevated the heater at 96, and it's 1-1. But in addition to that, you know, his overall professionalism, being frustrated at even missing a location by a couple inches. The 1-1. Just a hair outside, barely missing at 97, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. And his commitment to perfectionism, even in a rehab start, Johnson was very impressed with, said he learned a lot. The offering in, that's down, and it's 3 balls and 1 strike, and said, you know, anybody can have good command no matter how good your stuff is and have success. When you have great command and have that really good competitive nature and have amazing stuff on top of that, you get Jacob DeGrom. 3-1 pick. Swing and a miss at a high fastball. It's 3-2. And that's what's made him one of the best in baseball history. The third lowest ERA since integration in 1961. He rocks back here in the payoff pitch. He got him looking on the outside corner at the knees. Perfectly painted fastball on the outside edge at 98. 4 strikeouts for DeGrom. 2 down, and here's Andrew Cassetti. Because of course he did, on a 3-2 pitch. Got that fastball at 98 over on the outside edge of the knees. Offering home, Cassetti swings and misses, and it's 0-1. Well, DeGrom has the highest swing and miss rate in baseball history since they started tracking it back in 1988. And he has already induced a ton of swings and misses here. He rocks and deals in the 0-1. Outside corner, upper edge for a strike with a 98-mile-an-hour fastball. It's quickly 0-2. He's gotten 5 swings and misses so far. He's ahead 0-2. He brings it home. That's low and away. That's 1 ball and 2 strikes missing with the slider. He is a tactician. He is a surgeon out there on the mound. And he tries it again with the 1-2. That's low and outside, 2 balls and 2 strikes. He has the 10th lowest ERA in a single season since 1950. It's back in 2018. 2-2. That's low and away again, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cassetti laying off 3 straight sliders, low and outside. He struck out 2 already in this inning, 4 on the day. Pull side shift defensively for the Rough Riders infield behind him. He looks over the top of his glove, and the 3-2 home. Check swing foul to the right side, and it's still 3 balls and 2 strikes and a 99-mile-an-hour fastball on the inside edge. Well, Only one ball put in play against him, a fly out to center. DeGrom offers home. There's a pop-up on the right side. It drifts foul and out of play. 3-2 still. Having to work a little bit harder in this inning than he did last inning. This will be his 18th pitch of the inning on the way here. He delivers. Popped up right side. Into foul ground, Hatcher, the first baseman on the warning track, makes the catch, inning over. Six up, six down against Jacob DeGrom. Bottom two next, 1-0 Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Kamar Rocker, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Luis Miesi starts it off for the Riders in the bottom of the second inning. 1-0 Frisco. Jacob DeGrom, as advertised, 4 Ks through two perfect innings. First pitch home. Miesi's watches down and in, 1-0. Alejandro Osuna provided the offense for the Riders with a solo homer down the right field line. 1-0 pitch. Miesi's fouls it away at the plate off the catcher Isola. 1-1. Beautiful night. Great crowd on hand. As a Seeding Bowl sellout near Riders Field. In terms of the pre-sale. Awesome stuff. 1-1. A fly ball golf down the left field line. Fedko coming in towards the line. The third baseman Schobel out. He makes the catch. Right on the warning track in foul ground. One away. Cooper Johnson takes his turn down for the Riders. Coop just 1-for-14 with a double in this series. Here's the pitch home. It's on the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1 on the Riders catcher. What a day for him at catching Jacob DeGrom. There's the 0-1. Swing and a miss and a good changeup below the zone. Count to 0-2. He said that it was really a career achievement for him, is something he'll remember for a long time. Being able to catch DeGrom. Now he'll be able to say he did it twice. 0 from the windup, the 0-2. On the inside corner, got him looking. 3 pitches, he sits down Johnson. 2 outs for Caber Rodriguez. 1-0, Frisco leads it here in the bottom of the second. Rodriguez 1-for-10 in this series. Right-handed batter working against Ole. Right-handed pitcher. First pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-1. You're on Dallas Mavs night. And Dallas Stars night on Thursday. The pitch. That bounces in there, and it's 1-1. We'll have the final home game of the regular season tomorrow. It'll be fan appreciation night. It'll be a great night to come on out and enjoy some Riders baseball for the final time in the regular season. We'll have a playoff game coming up on the 19th of this month. 1-1. Swing and a miss, and the changeup below the zone. It's 1-2 now on Rodriguez. Rough Riders are playing some really good baseball right now. 11 of their last four. Excuse me, 11-4 in their last 15, I should say. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Two strikeouts and a 1-2-3. His second inning for Ole. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the third next. 1-0 Frisco. Luke Bailey on the mic when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets and two co-branded hockey jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Yeah. Hi, it's Alex Degody, thanking all Rough Rider fans for your support. Let's ride. Any bills you can't front, her
parents paid it. Visiting half of the third inning alongside Zach Bigley, Luke Manley with you here on the Riders Baseball Network. And Jacob DeGrom retoes the rubber to take on Kyler Fetko. First pitch. High drive out towards left field. Mateo got turned around, now charging in, and it's going to drop in front of him. Fetko moving up to second base. He'll go diving into second. He's got himself a double. Mateo started back on that. The wind is blowing in here. But he got all sorts of twisted up and ended up having to sprint straight in from left field. And it dropped just in front of him, outside of his reach. Mateo generally the center fielder when he's in the lineup for Frisco. But here tonight, out at left field and got a bit crossed up on that one. So the first hit and first base runner allowed by Jacob DeGrom. It comes on a double that was a very playable ball. Check swing by Ortega, but he went around. Didn't matter anyway. Slider at the top of the zone was inside of that strike zone. It's nothing in one. Fetko at second base. Ortega, the center fielder, at the dish. DeGrom's 0-1 offering. Chopper left side in foul territory. Freeman put some leather on it. And it's nothing in two. Ortega, who finds himself behind nothing in two, has struck out in seven consecutive games. That's the longest streak in this wind surge lineup. Six strikeouts across 13 at-bats in this series. He's 3-for-13 in the set. Does have a triple to his name. The 0-2 from DeGrom. Check swing, and he was able to hold up. Watch the slider just miss outside. Didn't miss by all that much. Ball and two strikes now. DeGrom sitting in 33 pitches. Expected to go between 60 and 65 here tonight. 1-2 on its way. Popped up on the infield. First baseman Hatcher looking up at it alongside DeGrom, and it's Josh Hatcher who hauls it in. Now number one of the frame. That keeps Kyler Fedko at second base. A pop out to first. Becomes the first out of this third inning. Ben Ross at the bottom of the card. Steps in now before it turns over to Rosario. Second time through against the two-time Cy Young Award winner. DeGrom's initial offering on the way. Called a strike, 97. Painted on the outside corner to the right-handed hitting shortstop. Ross in the series is 2 for 11. He struck out once and worked three walks. DeGrom looks to second. Long pause at the belt. And he comes home, the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Elevated fastball again, 97. And Ross couldn't catch up to it. DeGrom in the driver's seat yet again. Nothing in two. O-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. Blew the heater by him. 98 miles an hour. Strikeout number 5 for Jacob DeGrom. And a big second out of the frame. Fedko after the leadoff double on a ball that Daniel Mateo at left would love to have back. But DeGrom attempting to work around it and keep this a 1-0 advantage for the Rough Riders. Rosario in from the right side, second at bat tonight, and he pops up the first pitch on the infield. Cody Freeman, the third baseman on the infield grass, looks up, and he works his way towards the mound, but he's there to haul it in. A couple of pop-outs and a strikeout, and Jacob DeGrom has himself a scoreless top of the third. It's no runs on one hit, no errors, and one left aboard the base paths. We go to the bottom of the third with the Rough Riders leading the win surge. 1-0 here on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Theo Hardy leads off the home half of the third, and the first pitch to him is called a strike on the inner edge. With the breaking ball, Pearson Ohl making his 20th appearance on the year. The offering home, swinging a foul ball back to the netting, and it's nothing in two. Fastball slider changeup primarily for the righty. Does mix in that curveball and cutter. The changeup this year has been a little underwhelming from what full expected. The 0-2. And Hardy shoots it foul back to the backstop. Stays alive at nothing and two. A changeup was a plus pitch coming out of Grand Canyon, and it's still been a good pitch, just not as effective as it has in recent years. He's ahead nothing and two. The pitch to Hardy. Popped up left side and out of play. Hardy stays alive. Three consecutive foul balls. It's still nothing and two. Daniel Mateo at the bottom of the lineup stands on deck before the order turns over for Frisco. Alejandro Osuna, who homered in his first at bat, the third due up in the inning. 0-2 again, and Hardy smacks it high in the air into shallow left field, and now the wind takes it back on the infield and in foul territory. The third baseman Schobel's there to make the grab. A foul out for Theo Hardy. He certainly got his money's worth at the plate, considering he quickly fell behind, nothing and two. He saw five pitches, all of them strikes. Well, Daniel Mateo stands in, and the first pitch, he shoots foul back to the netting. Mateo had himself a six-game hitting streak that spanned from August 8th to August 17th. But over his last seven games, has just put up a 1-for-17. The 0-1 on its way from Ole, and that one chopped softly towards second base. Rucker on a charge, takes a big hop up towards his belt, and he fires in front of Mateo, two gone. 4-3 goes the ground out, and that's the first trip through the order for Pearson Ole. He allows just one hit. It was a solo homer on the first batter he faced, and that batter stands in now in Alejandro Osuna. Rider center fielder, now on a five-game hitting streak. That's the longest for Frisco after that first inning home run. That was his seventh of the year. First pitch taken, called a strike. Middle. Osuna falls behind, nothing in one. Osuna came in to tonight hitting an even 300 in 50 games with the Rough Riders. Ole rocks and fires. The 0-1 popped up into foul ground, and it'll carry into the crowd. Nothing in two. Really good crowd on hand tonight. As Zach mentioned, a sellout in the seating bowl. Final Saturday of the regular season here at Riders Field. 0-2. Osuna broke his bat, and a dribbler drops foul down the right side. Osuna held on to the handle, and the majority of that bat ended up towards Aaron Sabato at first base. This entirely sawed him off on a pitch at the bottom of the zone. Osuna stays alive. He'll grab a new weapon. Applies some pine tar to his new bat. And he faces an 0-2 when he stands back in. Osuna's 31 hits are third in the Texas League over the last month as he shoots one up the middle, but the shortstop Ross has it and fires on to first in time. It's a 1-2-3 bottom of the third for Pearson Ole. The Rough Riders go quietly. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Three in the books. Frisco 1, Wichita nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner.
With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. In Touch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
Top of the fourth inning, Jacob DeGrom retoes the rubber. It's the 2-3-4 batters due up for the win search. Still in search of their first run against DeGrom. Right-hander comes set, and his first offering just drifts outside. Ball and no strikes on the Wichita second baseman, Jake Rucker. DeGrom peers in, working quickly out of the windup. The pitch fouled back to the screen, even at 1-1. Jake Rucker's 117 hits are eighth in the Texas League this year. That leads Wichita. 1-1 from DeGrom. Dips beneath the zone, a bit outside as well to the right-handed hitter. And it's a 2-1 advantage for Rucker. Fastball, slider, changeup, curveball for DeGrom. And the 2-1. And high in the air out towards center field. Osuna freezes. Now takes a couple steps back into his left. And he's there to make the grab above his ball cap. A fly out to center field opens up the fourth inning. And we talk about that pitch mix for DeGrom as Tanner Schobel stands in now. Last year in limited action with the Rangers, he allowed a 189 average on his slider, which is about 20 points higher as he delivers the initial pitch and it's fouled back to the screen. It's 20 points higher than the expected batting average on that slider, meaning that hitters were getting pretty lucky against him. It just had a 162 expected batting average, and the fastball was even better on the year. The 0-1. Chopped out towards shortstop. Rodriguez on a charge. Fires across his body in time. Schobel becomes the second out of the top of the fourth. Two up, two down quickly for DeGrom, sitting at 44 pitches. We're told right about four innings, or 60 to 65 pitches. So we'll see if he's able to sit down Alex Isola in relatively quick fashion if they allow him to come back out for the fifth inning. But that four-seam fastball last year, he threw it 52% of the time, and it just had a 177 opponent average. First pitch. Breaking ball dips beneath the zone. Ball and no strikes on the right-handed hitting catcher. Isola riding a 9-game on-base streak, a team high. 1-0, drifts outside. Two balls and no strikes. DeGrom peers in over his black glove. Now back to work. The 2-0. Fouled off right side behind the plate. Two balls and a strike. DeGrom also the changeup and curveball. He threw only 9 curveballs last year. 2-1. Taking a called strike on the outer edge. 98 with a heater. That changeup that he threw 40 times in limited action last year. He allowed just a 100 batting average. Opponents went 1 for 10 on that pitch. 2-2. Ground ball left side. Cody Freeman vacuums it in. Fires across his body in time. Another 1-2-3 frame for Jacob DeGrom. A fly out and a pair of ground outs on the left side of the infield. It's no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. DeGrom, scoreless through four innings. We go to the bottom of the fourth. with the Rough Riders out in front of the Wind Surge, 1-0, here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, I want to highlight a new team partner. I'm proud to announce that USAA is now the official military appreciation partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. USAA was founded in 1922, and more than 100 years later, they continue their commitment to serving the military community and their families. On behalf of the Rough Riders and USAA, we'd like to thank all military families for your service and sacrifice.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Ben Franklin here to talk to you about water filtration. Unfiltered water in your home is no joke. Did you know tap water can shorten the life of your pipes and even worse, be dangerous to your family's health? Our Punctual Plumbers can install a whole home system that filters water before it enters your pipes. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 877-BEN-1776 to request an appointment.
Go with the flow, the local pros. Call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the fourth inning, the Rough Riders out in front of Wichita 1-0. They scored on a solo homer back in the bottom of the first. That's Aaron Zavala in the first pitch. Breaking ball drops into the zone. Called a strike. Zavala batting second here tonight. He's been a staple in the sixth spot in the order for Carlos Cardoza's Rough Riders. He flew out to center in his first trip. And he pops one up in a shallow center field. Long run for Ortega. Ross going out. But the center fielder Ortega is there to make the grab. Zavala becomes the initial out of the home half of the fourth inning. And in steps Cody Freeman with Josh Hatcher standing on deck. The third due up against Pearson Ohl, who's been mighty efficient. Ohl sitting at 41 pitches. 3 1/3 innings of work. Freeman in from the right side. He grounded out to short in his first trip up. And he watches a called strike on the outer edge. Nothing in one. Advantage for Pearson Ohl, who's allowed just one hit tonight. It was the first batter that he faced. And Alejandro Osuna, who picked up home run number 7 in his double-A career. Offering home, and the 0-1 is cut on and missed. Chased the pitch just beneath the zone. And it's nothing in two. Cody Freeman riding a 10-game on-base streak. The season long is 15 games. The 0-2. Taking called strike 3, got him looking. Fourth strikeout for Pearson Ohl. And his second one looking. And Cody Freeman down on strikes for the first time tonight. Well, Josh Hatcher will stand in now. He struck out to end that home half of the first. Hatcher has been on a tear as of late. He's hit in 3 consecutive games. And he shoots one on the ground out towards second base. Rucker collects and beats Hatcher with a throw to the bag. And it's a quick 1-2-3 frame for Pearson Ohl. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. 4 innings in the books. It's still 1-0 Rough Riders. And when we come back for the top of the fifth, it's Zach Bigley on the mic here on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we.
Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White, the Heart Hospital Plano, is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital. Howdy, Rough Riders fans. Are plumbing problems throwing you a curveball? Knock it out of the park with Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, the exclusive plumbing partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. We share a commitment to patriotism and excellence. In fact, if there's any delay, it's you we pay. Step up to the plate and get our double deal. No trip charge plus $50 off any plumbing repair. Don't strike out with subpar service. Text Book It to 833-201-1776. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing will have your home running smoother than a well-executed double play.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
From one rehabbing Jacob to another here on this Saturday night. Jacob DeGrom done. Jacob Latz out of the bullpen here in the top of the fifth inning. 1-0 Frisco. Latz deals with Aaron Sabato in the pitch. There's a foul out of play to the right side, and it's 0-1. What a start for Jacob DeGrom. Not surprising. Four innings, shutout baseball. He allowed just one hit on a double that should have been caught out in left field by Daniel Mateo. And five strikeouts. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good changeup away from Latz, and it's 0-2. Sabato struck out back in the second against DeGrom. DeGrom threw 49 pitches, and he is done in his rehab start. He was expected to go 4 and 60 to 65 pitches. 0-2, that's up and in, and it's one ball and two strikes. And so things turn over to Jacob Latz now on the other side. Latz making his third rehab appearance with the Rough Riders. This season in 46 games in the big leagues, a 3.71 ERA. 1-2, that's down in the dirt, and it's two balls and two strikes. Latz, a fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup arsenal. Four-seamer will average around 95 miles an hour. The changeup very effective, especially to right-handed batters. 2-2, swing and a miss. He got him. There's that changeup. He struck him out low and away. One out of the first strikeout from Latz. And Andrew Cassetti stands in now. Well, the Rough Riders leading 1-0 on the back of a solo home run by Alejandro Osuna, and riding this rehabbing pitching staff, which has dominated Wichita so far, of course. First pitch, fouled back, it's 0-1. Well, the Rough Riders have been a phenomenal starting pitching staff overall this season. And so you add on Jacob DeGrom and Jacob Latz, and it certainly does nothing but help your staff in their numbers as they look to capture a series win tonight. Latz deals home. Inside nearly hit him. It's one ball and one strike. The Rough Riders pitching staff so much better this season than they were last season. And really a big part of that is they're throwing more innings this season. 1-1. That dips below the zone. It's 2-1. When you include everyone, even rehabbers who have sometimes only gone in two innings in their starts. The Rough Riders are third this season in starting pitching innings in the Texas League. Last season, they were dead last in the Texas League in innings thrown by their starting pitchers. 2-1, swing and a miss. Changeup on the outside edge, it's 2-2. And so when you add all that up and you add on to the fact that the Rough Riders had the best bullpen ERA in all of minor league baseball in the first half this season, it's gotten a little bit lower, or I should say the ERA has inflated a little bit here in the second half of play. But has still been pretty effective. And equals a pretty good pitching staff overall for the Rough Riders, and they've ridden that to the best record in AA. 2-2. Up and in. Cassetti seizes the hands back into his chest to get out of the way of it. Three balls and two strikes. One out, bases clear. 1-0 Riders. Top of the fifth inning. Latz has his sign. Belt high set. He whips in the 3-2. High for ball four.
He walks Cassetti. One out base runner, and here's Kyler Fedko, who doubled back into third off of DeGrom. Another right-handed batter against Lats. Fedko, who went to the University of Connecticut, was teammates with Rough Riders pitcher Nick Krauth there. There's the stretch in the left-hander's pitch. Fedko gets out of the way of a pitch down and in the dirt. A changeup that he just pulled, and it's one ball and no strikes. We talk about guys, you know, if you're at this level, you probably had a lot of success at the high school level. Kyler Fedko had a ton of success in almost everything he did at the high school level. Here's the stretch and the 1-0 pitch on the way. He takes a breaking ball for a strike, and it's 1-1. He went to high school at Vincentian Academy just outside of Pittsburgh. On the baseball diamond his final year there, he batted .661 with 8 homers and 40 RBIs in just 23 games. But that's not nearly it. The 1-1. Swing and a miss, changeup on the outside edge. It's 1-2. In the postseason that year, Fedko hit .769 and reached in over 85 of his 27 plate appearances and only made 4 outs in the playoffs that year. Oh, and by the way, he also played basketball. 1-2, runner takes off, swinging a ground ball foul back behind the plate. It's still 1-2. Fedko on the basketball diamond won the state championship game in 2018, hitting the game-winning shot, and is one of just 3 players in Pennsylvania in the last 100 years to win a state championship in football and in baseball in the same year. An incredible high school career for Kyler Fedko. 1-2. Fouled back this way and just over to our right. And over our heads and out of the stadium. 1-2 still on the left fielder. Lats gets a new baseball, rubs it up. Now stands on the rubber. The pitch. It's fouled away down the right field line, and it's still 1-2. Cassetti 5-for-6 in steals. Took off 2 pitches ago. We'll see if he runs again here with 1 out. Went on first movement from the left-hander. Lats deals. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a curveball down and in. Second strikeout for Lats, and there are 2 down. Jarrell Ortega bats now. Top of the 5th inning, 1-0 Rough Riders, 2 outs. And a pick over to first, not in time. My goodness, very close over at first base. Just late. Lats has his sign, he readies from the stretch. And the left-hander's pitch. At the bottom of the zone with a slider for a strike. 0-1. Perfectly located pitch on the lower edge inside corner. Lats has used all 4 pitches in this inning. He's expected to go 2 tonight. 0-1. Down and in. It's 1-1. He's already thrown 20 pitches in this inning, though. Left-hander looks in. He's got his sign. 1-1. That's low and outside with the changeup. 2-1. Lats was a starting pitcher when he was with the Rough Riders back in 2021, coming up through the minor leagues. Originally a 5th-round draft pick by the Rangers back in 2017. He has his sign with the glove at the belt. And he flicks in the 2-1. Just inside, missing with the changeup again, and it's 3-1. Latz was converted into a reliever about midway through last season when he finally got healthy towards the end of the year and then made the bullpen out of spring training in the major leagues for the Rangers. 3-1, swing and a miss. It's 3-2. He came up a couple times last year and pitched in a few big league games, but not many. He made a total of 3 appearances out of the bullpen last year for the Rangers. But has thrown in 46 this year until going on the shelf with an injury. He readies from the stretch here. 3-2, runner takes off. It is just low, 4. So second walk of the inning for Latz. He's walked 2 and struck out 2, and here's Ben Ross. Nobody warming currently in the bullpen for the Rough Riders, even though Latz has thrown 24 pitches in this fifth inning. Ross struck out against DeGrom back in the third. Still just a 1-0 game, so big offering here to Latz. He deals, and it's a swing and a miss on a fastball at the bottom of the zone. It's 0-1. They play Ben Ross to pull on the infield with a massive lead to the opposite way in the outfield. Right-handed hitter. Latz looks back at second base. 0-1. Below the zone. 1-1. Gossetti takes his lead from second, Ortega from first. The pitch. Down in the dirt. Cooper blocks, and it's 2-1 now on Latz, who doesn't show much emotion up on the mound, but clearly looks frustrated with himself. His inability to find the strike zone here. Grabbing at that baseball. Toes the rubber right from the middle of the slab. Bent to the knees. Now he straightens up as he comes set. 2-1. Chop foul down the left side. It's even at 2-2 now. Latz hoping to get back up to the big league club before the season ends. Now the Rangers currently in the seventh inning against the Angels at home, just down the road in Arlington. The Angels leading at 4-2 over Texas in the seventh inning. Two on the way. Fouled away down the right side. It's still 2-2. He's not playing tonight, but it was great to see Sandro Fabian make his major league debut last night. Former Rough Rider back in 2022. He went 0-2 and was pulled for a pinch hitter, but he's a big leaguer now. Fabian, a longtime Giants farmhand before coming to the Rangers organization. 2-2. Breaking ball, ground ball foul. Off of the Camberwell down the left side. Still 2-2. This next pitch will be the 31st pitch of the inning for Jacob Latz. Brian Magdaleno is loosening out of the bullpen if need be. As Latz readies here and delivers in the 2-2 to Ross. He got him swinging. Change up off the outside corner. Latz strikes out the side with a couple walks mixed in the fifth. No runs, hits, errors, 2 left on. Bottom 5 next. Riders lead 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. for solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, Pearson Ohl has dominated the Rough Riders so far, facing just one over the minimum. The only batter he didn't dominate, though, a solo homer by Alejandro Osuna. And it's 1-0 Frisco in the bottom of the fifth inning. Luis Miesi starts it in the pinch. Swinging a foul back in Isola's glove, it's 0-1. Now the Rough Riders have struck out four times in four innings against the right-hander. Ohl has threw just 45 pitches in the first four innings. 0-1 bounces in, and it's 1-1. Now the Riders looking to get something cooking a little bit against the right-hander. Frisco has been dominant on the pitching side in this series, and they've scored a few runs, but two 2-1 victories in this series. 1-1, popped up left side, it leaks foul into the stands, and it's 1-2 on Miesi. The Rough Riders have really categorized this series offensively as a bunch of missed opportunities. They're just 5-56 with runners in scoring position, an .089 batting average with runners in scoring position this series. 1-2, and misses away, and it's 2-2. On the other side, Wichita, they're hitting .275 with runners in scoring position. And despite far fewer opportunities, they have more hits. 2-2. A hard line drive into center field. Ortega coming on, and it tails right to him. He makes the catch in center, one away. Cooper Johnson bats now for the Riders. That ball blistered at 104 off the bat. Second hardest hit ball today against Ohl, just trailing the Osuna homer, which was clobbered at 110 off the bat. Cooper Johnson struck out looking his first trip on three pitches. First offering, he fouls it back off of Isola, and it's 0-1. Johnson just 1-15 in the series. The pitch, changeup for a strike. 0-2. Infield to pull, outfield straight away. 0-2. Fouled in the air to the right side and out of play. Still 0-2. This really good crowd here at Riders Field, ready to explode. Caber Rodriguez on deck. And Johnson calls for time. Readjust the batting gloves. All readies. And the 0-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Slider off the outside corner. He strikes out Cooper Johnson. And there's two away now. Five strikeouts for Ohl. And here's Caber Rodriguez. We mentioned the two to one victories for the Rough Riders in this series. Wichita is a remarkable 16-30 in one-run games this year. The Rough Riders are well above 500 in one-run games on the other side. The pitch, that's low, and it's 1-0. The Rough Riders are 20-12. In one-run games. And if you look at Wichita's record overall, they're 55-75. If you just take the one-run gains, 1-0, strike on the upper edge, inside corner, and it's 1-1. And have them even play 500 in one-run games. That immediately becomes a completely different ball club. And just five games under 500. The offering is a swing and a miss out in front of the changeup, and it's 1-2 now on Rodriguez. But sometimes that's just how baseball is. Struggles out of the bullpen for Wichita have made it so they've had a lot of late leads evaporate and a lot of close losses. 1-2 inside. Two balls and two strikes. Even to play all of those games as one-run games, 16-30. 46 of your 131 games are one-run games. That's 35% of your games are that close. That's a ton of one-run games. Two-two offering on the way to Rodriguez in this 1-0 Rough Riders lead. There's a ground ball foul back behind home. It's still 2-2. Playing the bottom of the fifth inning. And just to put that in perspective, on the other side, the Riders have played 32 one-run games to the 46 of Wichita. And Frisco has four more wins in one-run games than Wichita does. 2-2. And the air foul down the right side. Still two balls and two strikes on the Riders shortstop. With the bases clear. Two down. Theo Hardy on deck. 2-2. In the air, softly into center field. Ortega charging. Can't get there. Lands in. It's a base hit for Caber Rodriguez. Two-out single, and here's Theo Hardy. Hardy popped out to third base his first time up. Good piece of hitting there by Rodriguez. He got out on his front foot with a slider and still able to serve it into shallow center field for a knock. The switch hitter batting from the left side. No batting gloves. The pitch. A swing and a miss by the former San Jose State Spartan. It's 0-1. Hardy now 1-for-7 in his time with the Rough Riders. And had a hustle double for his first career double-A hit in yesterday's game. 0-1. Breaking ball. Ground ball foul back behind the plate. 0-2. So three combined hits in this game between the two teams. Rough Riders have two of them. All ready's from the stretch. And he brings in the 0-2. That's up and outside, missing with a fastball. And it's one ball and two strikes. When Pearson Ohl was at GCU, his fastball was in the upper 80s. In the minor leagues, it rose up to 93 to 95, and he sits in the low 90s now, but will throw a lot more changeups than you might expect for a guy with that good fastball. 1-2. Here's a line drive into left center, sending Ortega back. Now he's right there, and in left center, he makes the catch. Final out of the fifth inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left on. Top six next, Riders. Leading 1-0. Jacob Latz back when we return, and we'll have some trivia for you on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We're to the top of the sixth inning from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas, on this gorgeous Saturday night. Thanks for spending it with us. Jacob Latch back out onto the hill. And time called. Cooper Johnson's going to go out and have a conversation with the left-hander before the first pitch of this top of the sixth inning. And that gives us a chance to introduce trivia, as it's going to be pretty simple today, Luke.
Let's do it.
Jacob DeGrom started for the Rough Riders today in his rehab. He led the National League in ERA back in 2018, a 1.70 ERA. So our trivia today, Luke, is I want you to name the ERA leaders in both leagues in the last 10 years.
Okay.
Going back to 2014. First pitch is high and away, and it's one ball and no strikes to Kalei Rosario. It's 1-0.
Do I have starting to do this by year?
Yes.
Okay.
This year, do you want to do this year? It is current active. The pitch is up and away, and it's two balls and no strikes. National League and American League.
American League is Tarek Skubal.
Tarek Skubal from Detroit.
National League, is it still Chris Sale?
It's Chris Sale. Good job. All right. You're on fire. 2-0 is at the top of the zone. 2-1. 2-1. Inside corner, a strike, and it's 2-2.
Oh. Last year, AL. Skubal was close, but it wasn't him again, was it?
It was not. I'll tell you, they both won the Cy Young. 2-2. That's fouled away back behind home. 2-2.
And Garrett Cole, Blake Snell.
Yes, that was a stupid hit. It was too easy. All right. 2022.
Verlander.
Correct. In the American League.
National League's a little tougher.
It is a lot tougher. Definitely.
I don't remember anyone being standing. Is it Clayton Kershaw?
It was not Clayton Kershaw, but it was his teammate.
Julio do it?
Julio Urias.
Oh, wow.
2.16 ERA that year. Here's the 2-2 pitch from Latz. In the air, out to right field. The AC's drifting back and over towards the line. And he's under it to make the catch. Fly out to right field. Here's Jake Rucker. All right, 2021. Looking for the ERA leaders each year in honor of Jacob DeGrom for our trivia tonight.
Was Trevor Bauer.
In the National League, yep.
Yeah,
I'll give
yeah.
you that. First pitch, Rucker takes in, and it's 1-0. One nothing pitch. Outside corner is strike 1-1. Latz has his sign. He stretches. 1-1. Outside corner. 1-2. you want teams?
Yeah, sure. Give me one for the AL.
1-2 is a grounder foul down the left side. Still 1-2. Toronto.
Ooh. Player still with Toronto?
No.
Robbie Ray.
Robbie Ray. That is correct. National League, Milwaukee.
Corbin Burns.
Corbin Burns. 2020, you got Trevor Bauer for the National League. 1-2. There's a fly ball lifted into left center field. Osuna into the alley and coming in. He's got a beat on it. And he puts it away off to the right side of his ball cap. Fly out to center after a fly out to right. Two down here in the sixth for Tanner Schobel. 1-0 Riders, top of the sixth inning. For trivia, we're asking Luke to name each ERA leader in each league by year going back to 2014 in honor of Trevor, or in honor of Jacob DeGrom, who started today for the Riders.
Is this Garrett Cole?
Not in 2020. The pitch is a breaking ball for a strike, and it's 0-1.
He either had to be 18 or 19.
He was 19.
19.
Yes.
Who was dominant? Oh, Shane Bieber.
Yep, Shane Bieber in 2020. Lats Rennie's in the 0-1. Swinging a foul back into the glove of Johnson. It's 0-2. 2019, you have Garrett Cole. In the National League, this is one of the tougher ones.
What team?
Dodgers. 0-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a changeup. 1-2-3 inning for Jacob Latz. His fourth strikeout. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Bottom six next. Riders lead 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network. Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
This is Kamar Rocker, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Daniel Mateo starts it for the Rough Riders in the bottom of the sixth inning. Frisco leading 1-0. Pearson Ohl back out for the sixth. And the first pitch. Swing and a miss. It's 0-1. We continue our trivia looking for the ERA leaders each season going back to 2014 in both leagues. And Luke, you have the American League in 2019, but not the National League. As this pitch is sent in the air out to right center field. Ortega coming together with Rosario. It's Ortega cutting in front of Rosario and making the catch. Rosario not too happy about it. Those two joking around. One away. And here's Alejandro Osuna.
You said a Dodger, but you said a harder one. So yeah. I assume it's not Kershaw.
It is not Clayton Kershaw.
I'm trying to think of anybody else on that staff. Was Kenta Maeda part of that staff?
Not Kenta Maeda.
Ross Stripling?
No, there's a swing and a miss by Osuna. It's 0-1.
I don't know. Give this one to me.
Hyunjin Ryu.
Okay, okay.
2018, Jacob DeGrom, the National League.
Yeah.
0-1. below the zone, 1-1.
Was this also Verlander?
It was not. No. Tampa Bay.
Oh, Snell.
Blake okay. Snell, yep. 2017. 1-1. That's a ground ball foul off the end of the bat. Left side, 1-2.
I don't remember if it was 17 or 16. Kershaw has to be up there.
17 was Kershaw.
What team in the AL?
Cleveland. One, two. Poked at and fouled away down the left side. One ball and two strikes. Looking for the ERA leaders in both teams.
Corey Kluber.
Both leagues, I should say. Yep, Corey Kluber is correct in 2017. 2016 gets a little tougher.
I feel like Verlander has to be in here again at some point, but I don't know that it was 16.
Pitch shuttles high, and it's 2-2. Kershaw is again in 2014.
Okay.
2016, you have Chicago Cubs and Toronto Blue Jays. This pitch is fouled back, and it's 2-2. I would never guess this Blue Jays player.
All right, give that to me then.
The Aaron Sanchez.
Oh, wow. What was that ERA that year?
Three.
Three? Right.
Yeah.
All right, you said the other one was Chicago?
Chicago White Sox. There's a swing and a miss and a ball in the dirt. And a throw down to first from Isola in time to complete the strikeout. Sixth strikeout from Ole, two away. Aaron Zavala takes his turn now. 1-0 Riders here in the sixth.
White Sox player.
Cubs player.
Oh, Cubs. Okay, okay. Was this Hendricks' big year?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Kyle Hendricks. First pitch home to Z. There's a strike in the outside corner, 0-1. All right. Three more players. You need 2015 and then AL in 2014.
15, was that Greinke?
Here's the 0-1. And it's down in the dirt, skips away, and it's one ball and one strike. 2015 was Greinke with the Dodgers.
Who's the American League team here?
Two different teams.
Oh.
Tampa and Boston. I believe.
David Price?
David Price, yes. And then the American League, 2014, did not win the Cy Young, lost it to Corey Kluber. 1-1, outside. Two balls and one strike.
14 was Felix Biggie, wasn't it?
Yep, Felix Hernandez. There you go. Good job.
Thanks for the hints. I needed them.
2-1. There's a line drive and a center base hit. Aaron Zavala with the single up the middle. Third hit for the Rough Riders tonight. Base runner for Frisco in the bottom of the sixth inning. Looks like that's going to be it for Pearson Ohl. Oh, that's tough. Tough way to finish it out on a single, but the Rough Riders knock him out of the game here. 78 pitches. Ramon Borrego out of the dugout. And he's talking with him. He hasn't pointed down yet. Long conversation with him and his pitcher. Everyone up there on the mound with him.
Looks like Reggie Grace was kind of walking over like he was going to head out of the gate of the bullpen.
Yep, and there it is.
There he moves.
There's the pitching change. We'll step aside here in the sixth inning return with the Rough Riders leading 1-0 after this to the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Reggie Grace takes over on the mound. Out of the bullpen. Pearson Ohl is done after 5 2/3 innings. Still responsible for Aaron Zavala at first base. Cody Freeman, the batter. Grace, the 24-year-old out of Madison, Mississippi, 6'2", 215 pounds. Former 10th rounder in 2018 by the Twins. First pitch on the way to Freeman. Before that, a throw over to first. This season making his 29th appearance, a 3.83 ERA for the right-hander. In 40 innings, 32 strikeouts to 18 walks. The pitch. Breaking ball for a strike, 0-1. Freeman has grounded out and struck out today. 1-0 Riders on the Osuna homer in the first. Grace readies and kicks home. Breaking ball, hammered out to left field, sending Fedko back, and he's there to make the catch. And Freeman lines out to end the sixth inning. No runs for the Riders on a hit, no errors, and a runner left on. We go top seven next. Rough Riders leading it 1-0. Luke Maley on the mic when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their product, Angolano kicks and fires and just misses upstairs. 2-1. The final line on Jacob Lentz, 2 innings, no hits, no runs. He did issue 2 walks and he struck out 4. The 2-1 for Magdaleno. Called a strike on the outer third. Rough Riders left-hander has been really good this year. Just making his second appearance here at the AA level. The 23-year-old from the Dominican Republic. 2-2. Line drive, left field. Mateo charging in. And he's there to make the grab. The mound belt high. Isola hit it hard. 101 off the bat, but nothing to show for it. Isola drops to 0-3 tonight. Here's Aaron Sabato, who struck out in both of his at-bats. He struck out looking against DeGrom as part of a 2-strikeout second for the 2-time Cy Young Award winner. And then he struck out as the first batter to face Jacob Lantz. The pitch, and it misses downstairs. Magdaleno, a 4-seam, 2-seam, and slider mix. Signed as a non-drafted free agent in 2019. Stands at 6'1". Slightly closed off on the hill. He pitches. Bouncing ball right side up the line. And it's a foul ball. Hatcher ranged over into foul territory to glove it. And it's 1-1. Andrew Cassetti, the third to bat. He stands on deck.
Rough Riders leading 1-0. They've allowed just one hit, and that was on a ball that Mateo likely would tell you he should have made the play on. 1-1. Catches the inside corner at 95 miles an hour. 1-2 advantage. Magdalano. Left-hander set at the belt. He peers in. Lifson fires. The 1-2 is smacked foul out of play on the right side. And we'll reset and do the 1-2 all over again. Magdalano fell behind on Alex Isola, but battled back to pick up a line out. But he's ahead 1-2 here. The 10th pitch of the inning on its way. And it drifts inside. 96 on the radar gun. Two balls and two strikes on the right-handed hitting first baseman. Base is empty and one gone. The 2-2. High and tight at 96 miles an hour, and the count runs full. Magdalano, as we mentioned, faced just three batters in his Double-A debut. Over the course of this year, he's made 33 appearances, this being number 34. Payoff pitch inside, and it hits Sabato. Aaron Sabato reaches on the hit by a pitch that would have been ball four. And Wichita has a base runner aboard with one away for Andrew Grassetti. The left-hander out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic is 6-3 with a 1.36 ERA on the season. With the bulk of that load coming in Single A down east, 25 outings there, and 7 in High A Hickory. He kicks and fires, and misses inside, and a ball and no strikes on the Wichita designated hitter. In those 7 appearances with High A Hickory, Magdalano didn't give up a run. 8 innings of scoreless baseball. He issued 2 walks and struck out 14. And went 4-for-4 in save opportunities for the Crawdads. Set at the belt, he kicks and fires. The 1-0 is fouled back to the screen. Just caught a piece of Johnson as it went to the backstop. Even at a ball and a strike, Cassetti stretched his on-base streak to 8 consecutive games with a walk in the 5th inning. He's 0-for-1 with a foul out to first and that walk. Runner goes, and the pitch home. Called a strike. The throw is not in time. Stolen bag for Aaron Sabato. Magdalano was a bit slow to the plate there. But he hops ahead 1-2 on a called strike. Johnson put a good throw on it, but didn't have much time to work with. As Sabato got a good jump. Magdalano left that front leg up in the air for a little too long for his catcher. So the tying run moves up 90 feet and stands in scoring position. 1-0 Rough Riders here in the top of the 7th. Cassetti facing a 1-2 count in favor of the left-hander on the hill. Pitch home, 1-2. Down in the dirt, blocked by Johnson. That keeps Sabato at second base. But the count runs even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. That's unbelievable stuff for the lefty. The last time Magdalano allowed a run was June 29th, and it was an unearned run. He kicks and fires, 2-2. Taken and just missed. Didn't miss by much. Didn't get the call from Clay Williams behind the plate. So the count runs full. June 13th was the last time he gave up an earned run. He gave up 2 earned runs at the single A level. The 3-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Blew the fastball by him at 97. Magdalano reached back for a little extra, and it paid off. Strikeout number 1. his third here at the Double-A level. Right down Broadway. But a little too much juice behind it for Cassetti to catch up. Two gone with a runner at second for Kyler Fetko. And the pitch. Called a strike. 97 again, that time on the outer third. Magdalano throws a lot of strikes. This is the first bit of lack of control that we've seen. And he hit a batter who stands at second in Sabato and then has seen a couple of 3-2 counts. The 0-1 taken upstairs. Missed with a fastball. And we're even at a ball and a strike. Hitters are hitting just 161 overall in the year against the lefty with runners in scoring position. He kicks and fires 1-1 in on the hands. And it's 2-1. He missed with a fastball. Two balls and a strike. Fetko has the lone hit of the evening for Wichita. It was a double to lead off the third inning on a play that generally ends in a flyout. He chases a pitch in on his hands, 96, and cut through it. 2-2, and Magdalano a strike away from a scoreless top of the seventh. Left-hander peers in. He has his sign and comes set. Looks to second, no back home. He lifts the 2-2. Glides outside. Another full count. Third time in the frame. Magdalano lost the first one. He hit Sabato. And then he just struck out Cassetti on a 3-2 count. He's trying to replicate that. Payoff pitch on the way. Foul back to the screen. Reset. And face another 3-2. Fetko has been one of the hotter hitters over the last month. For Wichita in this series, he's now 6-for-19. He's doubled and struck out today. Magdalano comes set. 3-2, the pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him to chase the breaking ball. Back-to-back strikeouts. And Magdalano has himself a scoreless top of the seventh. It's no runs on no hits, no errors, and a runner stranded in scoring position. We turn the card. Bottom of the seventh next. Rough Riders still clinging to a 1-0 lead here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Thank you.
yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the seventh inning, and a beautiful rendition of God Bless America in between innings. It's Reggie Grace back on the hill. Grace came on and got a line out off the bat of Cody Freeman to end that sixth inning. The Rough Riders left one stranded. Overall on the night, just four total hits in this game. Three of them belong to Frisco. One nothing still the score. Rangers bringing home a 6-4 win tonight. Jack Leiter was very sharp in the outing. He went five innings as the first pitch to Josh Hatcher is taking a called strike. The final line on Jack Leiter, five innings, allowing just two hits, three earned runs, two walks, and six strikeouts. A lot of positive takeaways from that as Hatcher hits one on the ground, first base side. Sabato races to the bag, and the first baseman beats Hatcher there. The three unassisted out. And Luis Mieses will step in when the base is clear and one away. Final line on Pearson Ohl. He goes five and two-thirds innings. He allows just that one earned run. It came on the first batter that he faced, Alejandro Osuna. Homer, his seventh of the year, and that's all the scoring in this ballgame to this point. They gave up three hits, no walks, and picked up six strikeouts. Reggie Grace has picked up a pair of outs, one here in the frame, and his first pitch to Mieses drifts upstairs. Ball and no strikes. Mieses tonight is 0 for 2. He's fouled out to third base and lined out to center on a ball that he hit really hard, but it hung up there for Ortega to make a play. Pitch popped up left side, and that'll find its way into the crowd. 1-1 the count on the left-handed hitting right fielder Luis Mieses, who entered tonight with a .274 average here at the AA level. 1-1 from the right-hander. Tapped foul. Just caught a piece of the catcher, Isola, and trickled off to the first base side. And it's a 1-2 advantage for Reggie Grace. Mieses has driven in a run in back-to-back games, trying to keep that streak alive here today. Riders leading 1-0 in the home half of the seventh. A night in which their pitching staff has allowed just one hit. Grace set. High leg kick in the 1-2. Popped back out of play. Foul ball. Cooper Johnson, the Riders catcher, standing on deck. Macy's just 1-for-14 in this series. Trying to get something going with one out. The pitch. Chopper right side. The second baseman, Rucker, has it in the hole. He underhand flips to first. Two gone. 4-3 ground out, and Mieses is 0-for-3 tonight. And Cooper Johnson will stand in. Johnson's had a bit of a tough series. Just 1-for-16. That one hit was a double. He's driven in a run. Tonight 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. A guy that can always do some damage. Grace kicks and fires the initial offering. A breaking ball. Misses outside of the right-handed hitting Johnson. Cooper with 12 home runs this year. By far a career high. The 1-0. Misses outside again. That time a little more firm. Two balls and no strikes. Bases clear and two gone in the home half of the seventh. Grace 2-0 offering is in on the hands and just narrowly missed hitting Cooper Johnson. And it's three balls and no strikes. Johnson has worked a pair of walks in this series. He's appearing in his fifth game out of five opportunities. And the 3-0. Called a strike over the heart of the plate. That time with a fastball. 3-1, still the advantage for Johnson, and he'll have the green light. Ronnie kicks and fires, and Coop shoots it back to the screen foul. And the count runs full. Three balls and two strikes. Grace picked up the final out of the sixth inning. Trying to make it a clean slate in the seventh. The pitch drifts outside, and Johnson works along. First man to reach against the reliever. Grace, a 2018 10th round selection by the Minnesota Twins. Originally from Mississippi. He's been really sharp on the year, 1-3 with a 3.83 ERA. Spent the entirety of this year here with Wichita after finishing last season with the Surge. There's a bouncing ball left side, a foul ball off the bat of Caber Rodriguez, who's 1-for-2 today with a single and a strikeout. That single came in his last at bat. That was in the fifth. He was stranded over there at first. Rough Riders have only left two aboard the base paths tonight. They haven't had that many opportunities. Pickoff move over to first, and Johnson goes back in diving. Grace started last season with High A Cedar Rapids. He went 2-2 with a 1.16 ERA across 17 relief outings. The pitch nips downstairs. We're even in a ball and a strike. And then got promoted to the AA level where he finished out the 2023 campaign. He made 27 total appearances, one of those being a start with a win surge. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 91. And Rodriguez cut right through it. 1-2 advantage for Grace. Last year, a 4-1-1 ERA at the AA level. And he's been better this year, sub-4. Rodriguez requests time. He'll adjust the batting gloves. Those bright yellow batting gloves to go along with the bright yellow elbow guard and the shin guard. Grace comes set, ready with the 1-2. He kicks and fires. And that one popped up on the infield. The shortstop Ross ranging over into the infield grass, now on the second base side, and he's there to make the grab. Now the Riders go quietly. In the bottom of the seventh, it's no runs on no hits. No errors. They do leave one aboard. It was Cooper Johnson who reached on a two-out walk. But the inning comes to a close. After seven, it's still 1-0 Frisco over Wichita here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Visiting portion of the eighth inning alongside Zach Bigley, Luke Mealy with you here on the Riders Baseball Network. It's still 1-0 Frisco, and Seth Clark emerges from the bullpen and his first pitch to Jarrell Ortega. Lines a bit high and away. Fastball at 94. Clark on the air, 1-2 with a 4.38 ERA. Joined the Rough Riders early in the season, but started the year with high A Hickory as he misses down and in. 6'4", left-hander, 24 years old. Signed as a non-drafted free agent in 2022. Closed off stance on the hill. He kicks and fires and misses upstairs. 3-0. It's a fastball, slider, and changeup mix for the lefty. Clark out of Georgia State. Originally from Loganville, Georgia. He rocks and fires the 3-0. Caught the top of the strike zone with a fastball at 94. And the count moves to 3-1. Jarrell Ortega is 0-1 tonight. He worked a walk in his last time up. 3-1. And he worked a walk there. 5-pitch walk issued to open the outing for Seth Clark. As we mentioned, overall in the year has been really solid. He made 2 appearances earlier this year with High A Hickory before earning the promotion to Double-A. He went 2 1/3 innings, allowing just 1 unearned run. And then here at the Double-A level, a 4.6 ERA across 37 outings, tonight being number 38 for Clark. Got off to a really hot start, but struggled over the last month or so. And a lot of that has been because of the lack of control. He kicks and fires, and Ross Squaredavani pulls back and takes ball one. Fastball missed upstairs. Clark's last outing was a tough one. He went 2 innings at Northwest Arkansas in Springdale. Gave up 5 earned runs on 3 hits, 2 walks, a hit batter. He did strike out 1. Ross squared a bunt again. He pulls back and watches a called strike with a slider on the outside edge. Even at 1-1. 1-0 score and the leadoff man aboard via a walk. Ben Ross trying to get him over, playing a little bit of small ball. Clark picks over to first, tight play, and they didn't get him. Ortega just barely got under the tag from Hatcher. A good decision by Clark to check on him. He caught him leaning just a bit, and he went diving back underneath the tag. Hatcher did a nice job getting it down there, just a tad too late. 1-1 to the shortstop, and he squares the bunt, went around but didn't make contact. And it's 1-2. Clark in the month of August pitched in 10 games. He went 0-2 with a 5.25 ERA. That being 7 earned runs, 8 total runs across 12 innings. And his 1-2 offering, check swing. And he didn't offer. The pitch just missed upstairs. 95 with that fastball. And we're even at 2-2. Ortega over at first after the leadoff walk. He takes his lead. 2-2 on its way. In on the hands, and a blooper off the top of the netting. Caroms down into that first base dugout that Wichita has called home this week. Rough Riders have one more regular season home game to go. Clark picks over to first again, and that time Ortega back in much easier. He still had to dive, but not as close of a play. Still 2-2 on the 9-hole hitting shortstop Ben Ross. The pitch drifts upstairs, and the count moves to 3-2. Clark issued 9 walks in the month of August across those 12 innings, and that hasn't really been a problem for him over the course of his career. Runner goes. Chopper left side. Rodriguez has it in the hole. Fires across his body on the run. Got him. What a throw by Caber Rodriguez. And the Riders pick up and out. Jarrell Ortega was running on the pitch, and that kept him out of a double play, or the Rough Riders getting the lead man. So Ben Ross does his job and getting the runner over. He started the at-bat thinking he'll do it with a bunt, but he ends up hitting a bouncing ball out towards shortstop, in which Caber Rodriguez made a solid play to pick up out one. First offering to Rosario is taking a called strike. There's the slider from Clark. Nothing in one, with the tying run standing at second base with one gone here in the top of the eighth. A one on its way. Check swing down in the dirt. He didn't offer at it. Johnson was able to corral it, or even at 1-1. Rosario at the top of the lineup for Wichita, as he has been in each of the 5 games of this series. He's 0-3 tonight. He does have a strikeout. He's now struck out in 7 consecutive games, and 10 times in 21 trips. Runner goes. Johnson's throw is in time. He got him. Ortega bolted for third, but Cooper Johnson chopped him down. 2 gone.
What are they going to learn? Nobody has thrown out runners at a higher percentage in the Texas League this year than Cooper Johnson. He has been amazing behind the plate, controlling the running game. And that is an out you cannot make at third base in this situation.
No, you certainly can't. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Or rather, a 2-strike count. Rosario gone on strikes for the second time tonight, and Seth Clark, with some help from his catcher, Cooper Johnson, faces the minimum in a scoreless top of the eighth. No runs on, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth, where the Rough Riders look to add some insurance, leading 1-0 over Wichita on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Home half of the eighth inning, and there's a new arm on the hill. It's the 26-year-old right-hander, Ricardo Velez. Velez making his second appearance of this series. He was the losing pitcher back in Game 1 on Monday, and that came on a walk-off single by Cody Freeman in the bottom of the 11th inning. Velez will get the 8-9-1 batters in Theo Hardy, Daniel Mateo, and Alejandro Osuna here in the eighth. And And the first pitch, Hardy squared a bunt and pulled back, and that one caught a piece of him. Looked like it caught the bat. Didn't see a single from Clay Williams, but they were certainly a noise. They have peeled down to third base, where Steven Rios Jr. says he didn't offer. So it's a ball and no strikes. Hardy might have gotten away with one there. Right-hander Velez on the hill. Working from the first base side of the rubber, he kicks and fires. That one down in the dirt, blocked by the catcher Isola. And it's two balls and no strikes. Neil Hardy, 1-for-8 in the series, 1-for-8 in his double-A career, with that one hit being a hustle double yesterday. His first career hit at the double-A level. 2-0 on its way, and Hardy takes a called strike on the outer edge. Hardy, a switch hitter, hitting from the left side against the right-handed hurler. Hardy has reached in all three games that he's played in this series, not including tonight. The 2-1. And high and deep down the left field line. Long run for Fedko. He's in foul ground, and he's there with just enough room to make the catch. Theo Hardy fouls out to left field. Fedko was able to chase it down. And Daniel Mateo will dig in. First time that he faces Ricardo Velez. Velez, originally from Puerto Rico, played his college ball in Oklahoma. And overall on the year, across 42 outings, has an even 4 ERA. Paired with an 8-4 record, and they're going to tag him with a pitch clock violation. Without seeing a pitch, Daniel Mateo hops ahead, a ball and no strikes. Mateo 0-for-2 tonight, just one for his last 19. A 1-0. Checked his swing, and they say he went around. Even at a ball and a strike. That's 1-for-19 span for Mateo. Comes on the heels of a 6-game hitting streak that he had in the middle weeks of August. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase a breaking ball well off the plate. And Velez hops ahead 1-2. Rough Riders just 3 hits tonight. One of them a home run by Alejandro Osuna that's provided the game's only run. Osuna stands on deck. Riders have left 3 aboard the base paths tonight. 1-2 on its way, and Mateo trying to hold up at the last moment, but went around. He's down on strikes. First strikeout for Velez. Reggie Grace went an inning and a third. Didn't give up any hits. He did walk one, didn't pick up any strikeouts. But he did his job, keeping this a 1-0 game in favor of Frisco. Alejandro Osuna stands in, 1-for-3 tonight, with that first inning home run that led off the bottom of the first. Initial offering. Breaking ball, and it just drifts outside of the left-handed hitting center fielder. 1-0. That home run extended Osuna's hitting streak to 5 games. That's a team high. He's also driven in a run in 3 consecutive games. A 1-0. Broken bat, flare into center field. Ross, the shortstop, going back, and he's there to track it down. Second time tonight that Osuna has been sawed off. Nothing to show for that one. As he pops out to shortstop, just behind the second base bag. It's no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the top of the ninth. Rough Riders looking to secure a series win. It's Zach Bigley on the mic when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Ryan Lobis on for the save for the Rough Riders in the top of the ninth inning. Frisco leading it 1-0 on the back of a home run on the first batter of the game in the first inning. Lobis looking for his first career double-A or second career double-A save in his second career double-A outing. Lobis, the side-arming right-hander. A six-out save in his first career double-A outing for the Rough Riders earlier in this series. He faces 2-3-4, Jake Rucker, Tanner Schobel, and Alex Isola, the Marietta, Georgia native. He readies and brings in the first pitch. Inside with a slider, and it's 1-1 and no strikes. Two different sliders for Lobis. He'll go with a sweeper and a gyro slider. His fastball will be a sinker that he'll throw down and into righties, and a four-seam up and away to lefties. The 1-0. That's a ground ball just inside the first base bag. Down the right side, kicks off the sidewall, and Rucker's held to a single. Boy, that one was fair by about 6 inches down that first base line. Well, Ryan Lobis gets unlucky there on a good fastball up and in. Tanner Schobel bats now. Top of the ninth inning. Riders lead by one. Tying run aboard. Go-ahead run at the plate. Schobel waits at the pitch, and it's on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Lobis began the season in down east at the low A level, a 1.53 ERA there in 17 and two-thirds innings. 0-1. Slider a strike on the inside corner, 0-2. Pitch to a 3.31 ERA with Hickory at the high A level, making 10 starts out of his 17 outings. Now out of the bullpen with the Rough Riders. He throws over to first, not in time. He's mostly been in long relief when he has been a reliever, but with the Rough Riders, he's figuring to be a back end of the bullpen kind of guy, along with Skylar Hales and Magdaleno. 0-2, low and outside, it misses, and it's 1-2. He's going just one inning tonight, hopefully, as we play here in the top of the ninth inning. He only has one other one-inning outing this season. It was his first outing of the year back on April 5th. 1-2. Check swing. He went around. Strike three. Slider off the outside corner, and there's one away here in the ninth. Lobis picks up the strikeout. His 127th this year in the Rangers organization. Alex Isola now, the pitch. Slider strike, inside corner, it's 0-1. The Rough Riders got a start from Jacob DeGrom today. He went four innings of shutout baseball. Then Jacob Latz with two innings. Ryan Magdaleno with one, the 0-1. Outside corner is strike, it's 0-2. Seth Clark with a scoreless eighth inning, and now Ryan Lobis. Frisco trying to capture a series win right here. 0-2 from Lobis. Slider outside, 1-2. That's the sweeper. Rucker leads from first, 5-for-9 in steals this year. 1-2. Check swing on a pitch outside. They appeal, and he did not go. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Another sweeper just off the plate away. Lobis toes the rubber. Looking in, getting his sign from Johnson. He's got it. And a quick throw over to first, not in time. Isola today has struck out, grounded out, and fly down. Two-two offering. A line drive looped into shallow right field. It lands in for a hit. Rucker up to second. He stops right there. There are runners at first and second now with one down here in the ninth inning. A soft fly ball on a fastball at the top of the zone. Looped into right field. It landed in front of Meaces. He got to it quickly, and Rucker was able to get up to second base but not advance to third, and that's important. With one out and Aaron Sabano batting, who can hit the ball very hard but is strikeout prone. He's 0-for-2 with 2 strikeouts and a hit by pitch today. Quick visit on the mound for Lobis and Johnson, joined up there by Cody Freeman and Caber Rodriguez on the left side of the infield. Wichita has just 3 hits in the ballgame, and 2 of them have come here in the ninth. The other was a double into left field in the third inning on a ball that probably should have been caught by Mateo. Lobis deals with Sabato in the pitch. Slider for a strike. It's 0-1. Right down the middle. He has so much movement on that slider, though. Even if it's right down the middle as a right-handed batter, it's really tough to take with his arm angle. 0-1. Same pitch. Inside corner this time for a strike. 0-2. Right-handers this year hit just 174 entering into this one against Lobis. Lefties hitting 227. O-2. Check swing. He went around. Strike 3. 2 outs. Riders 1 strike away from a 1-0 win here with 2 outs and 2 on in the ninth inning. Andrew Cassetti stands in now. Cassetti 0-for-2. A pop out, a walk, and a strikeout. First pitch. He takes a strike. Slider outside corner, 0-1. One for eight in this series now. Rucker can run. He's at second. Representing the tying run. Lobis offers. Slider strike 2 on the outside corner. Right at the knees. It's 0-2. Riders fans to their feet. 11,180 of them here at Riders Field. Lobis peering in. He's got his sign. Runners take their leads from first and second. Right-hander comes home. And it's low and outside, missing with a slider. Couldn't get him to bite at it. It's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Another sweeper well off the outside corner. We'll try it again here. Lobis, the 1-2. Just outside, 2-2. Crowd wanted it, didn't get it. Lobis looking in. He's got his sign once again. Ball and glove come together. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Riders win it 1-0. What a ball game. Frisco has allowed just one run in the last two games on an Alejandro Osuna solo homer in the first inning. They win it 1-0. Jacob DeGrom and Jacob Letts were fantastic in their rehab today. And the Rough Riders pitching showdown tonight in front of 11,180 here at Riders Field. Luke Bailey has your post game next here on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
The Rough Riders earned themselves a series win in their final homestand of the regular season. They're back for the postseason. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the post-game show, but it's 1-0, the final score. The Rough Riders dominant on the hill here tonight. It's one run on three hits. No errors for the Rough Riders. They left just three on the base paths. On the other side, no runs on three hits, no errors, and six stranded on the base paths for Wichita. The Rough Riders earn a series win, picking up win number four here in game five of this series. Game six tomorrow to round it out. Once again, we'll talk about that as the post-game show goes on. Jacob Letts earns the win. He's 2-0 here with the Rough Riders. Pearson Ole suffers the loss, a tough one to swallow for the right-hander. He went 5 2/3 innings, allowing just one earned run on three hits, no walks, and six strikeouts, and he's the losing pitcher. Tough one to swallow, but it was Alejandro Osuna who got to him. He provided the lone offense of the game. It came on the first batter in the bottom of the first. Osuna led it off with a solo homer. That was the difference in this one. A game with just one total run, six total hits, and nine total left on the base paths. What a game it was in front of 11,180 fans. A great environment here at Riders Field on the final Saturday of the regular season here in this ballpark. It was Jacob DeGrom who got it started. He went four innings of scoreless one-hit baseball, didn't walk anybody, and struck out five. Jacob Letts poured on two innings of hitless and scoreless baseball. He walked two and struck out four. Brian Magdaleno went an inning. He struck out two. He did allow one base runner on a hit-by-pitch. Seth Clark worked a scoreless eighth inning. He gave up one walk and struck out one. And it was Ryan Lobis who earns the save, his second of the week and his second appearance with the Rough Riders here at the AA level. He goes an inning, allowing two hits, no runs, no walks, and he strikes out the side. Three strikeouts for Lobis, and the Rough Riders hang on. 1-0, the final score. You look at the offensive performances, it was just three hits tonight for the Rough Riders offense, but that was enough. The big one coming from Alejandro Osuna, who belted home run number 7 here at the AA level, playing in game number 50. Of his AA career with the Rough Riders. He went 1-for-4 with that solo homer. He's now driven in a run in three consecutive games, the longest streak for the Rough Riders currently. He was the difference. They also got a hit from Aaron Zavala. He went 1-for-3 and got a hit from Kaber Rodriguez, who also went 1-for-3. So the Rough Riders get it done. Alejandro Osuna did it at the plate, providing the lone run for the Rough Riders. And the combination of Jacob deGrom, Jacob Lantz, Brian Magdaleno, Seth Clark, and Ryan Lobis able to shut down the Wichita Wind Surge. A shutout tonight for the Riders. They take a win in game 131 of the year. Game 132 tomorrow, the final regular season home game of the 2024 season for the Rough Riders before they hit the road and go to Amarillo for a six-game series and then return back for the postseason. We'll talk about that on the other side. The Rough Riders winners tonight. They win the series, but they're back at it tomorrow. We'll talk about it on the other side.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back high atop Riders Field, Luke Manley with you here on the postgame show. The Riders get it done. They earn a series win in their final homestand of the regular season. They take tonight 1-0, courtesy of some valiant pitching efforts on the hill and a solo homer in the bottom of the first inning by Alejandro Osuna. They're back at it tomorrow, a 6:05 first pitch for Fan Appreciation Day. We'll talk about the promotional side in just a moment. It's the right-hander C.J. Culpepper, who's 0-1 with a 10-1-3 ERA on the year. He made the start back on Monday. He makes his second start of the series against these Rough Riders. And on the other side for Frisco, it's the lefty Cole Drake, who's 2-1 with a 4.38. And that 4.38 ERA, while still a solid ERA, does not tell the full story. He made one start back in the month of April. He came up from down east, in single A down east, that is, to make that start. And he struggled a bit. He walked six in that outing. That's been an uncommon occurrence. A guy that picks up a ton of strikeouts and does not issue many walks. He has been nails for the Rough Riders over the past two starts, and that ERA has come down significantly. He gets the ball again tomorrow in the final home game of the regular season for the Rough Riders. It is Cole Drake, the left-hander, against the righty C.J. Culpepper. Then tomorrow, a 6:05 first pitch. Mentioned Fan Appreciation Day. Want to celebrate you, the fans, so come on out and enjoy some fun giveaways throughout the game. It's also a Sunday, which means Kids Sunday Fun Day, presented by Raising Cane's. It means arrive early for pregame catch on the outfield grass beginning when gates open at 5 o'clock, and obviously being weather permitting, and then stick around during the game, obviously, for the fun on the diamond, but also themes for the young ones across the concourse. And then cap it off with post-game fireworks brought to you by Globe Life, and as always, powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. The Rough Riders get it done tonight, 1-0 the final score in a game that totaled just six hits on both sides. The Riders get it done in shutout fashion and improve to 80-51 on the year, 36-26 in this second half. They try to finish this series and their home slate during the regular season with an exclamation point tomorrow. We mentioned Cole Drake on the hill against C.J. Culpepper. We do want to remind you that while tomorrow is the final game at home during the regular season, the Rough Riders in the first half Oh, the best record in all of AA, winning the Texas League South and punching their ticket to the 2024 postseason. And you don't want to miss it. Frisco will host at least one game on Thursday, September 19th, and an if necessary game on Friday, September 20th. If the Rough Riders are to advance, that first series coming against Midland, they had their celebration of clinching a postseason spot just a couple of days ago. So if they're able to get by Midland, they will move on and host the initial game of the championship series on Sunday, September 22nd. Make sure to go online at ridersbaseball.com and get your tickets now. The Rough Riders win it tonight, 1-0 the final score. Again, Jacob Latz improves to 2-0. Pearson Ohl, despite a really solid appearance, drops to 4-7. Ryan Lobis, in his second appearance as a Frisco Rough Rider, picks up save number 2 as a Frisco Rough Rider. And it's 1-0 the final score. That's all for tonight. We're back in action tomorrow, 6:05. On behalf of my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley saying thanks for spending your Saturday evening with us. Rough Riders earn a series win. They try to finish it with an exclamation point tomorrow. 6:05, the first pitch, with pregame coverage here on the Riders Baseball Network beginning at 5:50.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!